In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is it's a blessing to see all of you this day and this morning, where we are celebrating our parish family with this Stewardship Sunday. It's also a day that we are asked to think about this certain parable that came out of a conversation that our Lord and Savior has with a lawyer. And I think all of us realize this parable has a name, right? It has a title. And that title is The Good Samaritan. Now, as I was thinking about the Lord's words and this title, The Good Samaritan, I began to think about all these different times that you might see in the newspaper someone who is called a Good Samaritan. Now, someone who is a Good Samaritan is someone who does something for someone else they don't really know. So you may read something in the newspaper that's kind of dramatic, right? Someone was walking down the street and they heard some screaming from a building, and they look and the building's on fire. And they run inside and they rescue all the people inside, and then the newspaper calls them a Good Samaritan. Yeah, we're call and response. Here we go. The newspaper calls them a
Good Samaritan.
That's right. Other times it's not as dramatic, right? Maybe someone's walking or driving in their car down the highway and they see someone on the side of the road. They have a flat tire. And they say, well, I should stop and help that person, right? Again, it's someone that they don't know. They get out of the car, and they help that person, and they are called a?
Good Samaritan.
That's right. They are also Good Samaritans. Now, our Lord and Savior is pretty clear today that our job, our main job, is to be? Hey, this is going really well for me. Very good. that we are all supposed to be that, right? We're all supposed to be Good Samaritans. He even says that to the lawyer today, right? So the lawyer says that, or Jesus says, which one do you think proved to be neighbor, right? The Good Samaritan. Yeah, good job. He says to him, the one who showed him help. And then what does Jesus say? He says, go and do likewise. Our job, Jesus says, to go and do likewise. Our job, Jesus says, is to be a Good Samaritan to whomever we come in contact with, wherever we are. Now, I got to thinking about that, and I thought, I've got a whole parish. I've got a family. I've got all these responsibilities. And now Jesus wants me to stop anytime I see someone on the side of the road. Jesus wants me to pay attention to the needs of all these other people. I thought to myself, well, how in the world am I supposed to be neighbor to everyone? How in the world am I supposed to do what he says, to go out and to do likewise? How am I to answer his call to be a Good Samaritan to all those who I come in contact with? Today, my friends and my family in Christ, my prayer is that when we leave here today, we all will have that answer, how we are to be neighbor to all those whom we come in contact with. Today we will have the answer of how we're supposed to fulfill this call to go out and do likewise, because it's right in this morning's parable and what we're celebrating today. So as we just heard, we are reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. And Jesus tells this story, but the story that he tells is in response to some question that he was asked. So a lawyer comes up to Jesus and he asks him a question. He says, Lord, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, well, you're a lawyer. What does the law say? And he says, well, we're supposed to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our strength. And he says, our neighbor as ourselves. And Jesus says, great, you've answered correctly. Go out and do that. But the lawyer, wanting to be a little tricky, says to him, well, who's my neighbor? And then that's when our Lord tells the story, right? That's when he tells the story about a Jewish man who is going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he gets robbed. Now, the people who were hearing this story understood that that road is kind of dangerous, right? It's a dangerous road, so they weren't shocked. They weren't surprised that he got robbed and was left there. But then something else happens. He says three people came along, right? The first one was a priest, a Levite, and then a Samaritan. And we know from the story that all of them but one chose to walk by. It was a Samaritan who saw him. It was a Samaritan who paid attention. It was this Samaritan who decided to stop and do something about it. And as we just heard a minute ago, this is one of the lessons, right? That all of us are supposed to be this good Samaritan. All of us are supposed to be those people that pay attention to what is going on around us. But then the Lord does something else in this parable, doesn't he? He goes into a little bit more detail of what the Samaritan actually did. So what does he say? He says that he stopped and he spent some time with this man, didn't he? He stopped and he took time out of his day. He changed the course of his day in order to help him. He offered him himself fully by offering his time. Then he does something else. What does he do? He offers him a little bit of first aid, doesn't he? He takes some oil, he takes a little bit of wine, he anoints him, and then he wraps up his wounds. He offers him his skills. Apparently, this man had some skills with medical, right? So he offers his time, and then he offers a bit of talent as well to this man, right? And then what does he do? He puts him on his animal, and he takes him to an inn, and he continues to offer him some time, and he offers him some talent as well, right? By continuing to take care of him. And then he does one more thing, because he runs out of time. He runs out of skill. He has to leave. So what does he do then? He pays for him to stay there, doesn't he? He pays for him to stay in this inn. He gives someone else money to take care of him, to do what he could no longer do. He gives of his treasure. I think by now you might know where I'm going with this, right? I think so. Because in stewardship, what are the three things we always talk about? Time, talent, and treasure. I recently read a priest by the name of Father Stavros, see if I can get his last name, Akrotirianakis. And he said, I know, it's a tough one. And he said that this parable is not only called the parable of the Good Samaritan, but it could also be called the parable of the good steward. Because he was a good steward of what God had given him. God gave him time and he offered it to this man. God gave him talent and he offered it to this man. But when he could no longer offer it, what did he do? He gave of his treasure so someone else could help him. He gave of his treasure so someone else could continue doing that work. My friends and my family in Christ, this morning, I began my sermon by telling you the way our Lord and Savior ended today's story. When he asked the man who proved to be a neighbor to the man who was hurt, what does he say? He says, the one who showed him compassion. And then Jesus says, go and do likewise. I asked the question, how are we supposed to do that? And the answer is through our stewardship of time, talent, and treasure. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, all of you are being given the opportunity to go and do likewise. All of you, through the ministry of stewardship, are being given the opportunity to do like this man did, to be a good Samaritan, to be a good steward of what God has given you by going out and doing likewise, by offering your time here in this place, by offering of your talent here in this place, and when you can't, by offering of your treasure, so the ministries can continue to reach out to those who are in need, so our ministries can continue to bring in the young and the old who are Orthodox, so our ministries can reach out to those who don't know Christ, so our ministries can help pay an electric bill, so our ministries can help someone put a little bit of food in their cupboards. That is how you go out and continue to do likewise. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, we are celebrating all the many ways our Lord has blessed us with our stewardship ministry. We are being reminded as well that we are called to be, answer, good. That's right. But also by doing that, we are also being good stewards of the things our Lord and Savior has given us. Today, I am so very proud that I have the blessing to go out in the world and do likewise with each and every one of you. May our Lord continue to bless all that you offer, and may he multiply it in this city and all over the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.